Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Hi, everyone. My name is Teresa Kuhn. I am co-founder of 100-Year Real Estate Investor. Myself, Rick Sapio, Jake Cinziano, and Gino Barbero developed this concept of the 100-Year Real Estate Investor to market to real estate investors a whole life insurance strategy that my mentor and dear friend, Nelson Nash, introduced to me. Nelson Nash was one of those extraordinary individuals that when you first meet, you think he's a small man by stature, southern gentleman, very sweet, very nice, and, you know, not necessarily a powerhouse, like someone like a Tony Robbins. He was just a really sweet, nice southern gentleman who has impacted the lives of thousands and thousands of individuals, families, business owners, real estate investors, and in fact, I think is responsible for tens of billions of dollars of whole life insurance being sold today. Remarkable life that he had. And I'm here to share a little bit about him, how I met him, my relationship with him, and what he taught me that made such an incredible impact on my life and the lives of my clients and my team members and other professionals that I work with. So to start, Nelson Nash for college went to forestry school, got a degree in forestry, which is a very unusual degree, at least for today, in a society where getting a pizza in 30 minutes or less isn't fast enough, right? When you want to eat pizza, you want to eat it now. When you want to buy something from Amazon, you're disappointed when it's not going to arrive, you know, in the next 2 to 4 hours, and it has to arrive tomorrow or the next day. So forestry is all about, you know, planting seeds for trees that you will reap the benefit, the profit of maybe decades down the road. So Nelson thought very, very different. He looked at the world very different. He was an amazing student of life, of economics, the Bible, of spiritual concepts, of politics. He was a voracious reader, always reading. And up until he died, which I believe he was 87 years old when he died about 3 years ago, just had his anniversary in March of his death, he spoke publicly. And so he read, wrote, and he spoke up until the time that he passed away. And many of my mentors who are in their 70s and 80s seem to have the same characteristics and the same lifestyle that I think helps keep them very active and very engaged in life into their 80s. And they all speak, they write, and they read voraciously. So just a little side note there. But so he was a student of life, economics, politics, and when he was introduced to the whole life insurance policy that he bought, I don't know, maybe 50 years ago, he had a completely different mindset when he was looking at the policy. He wasn't looking at it like life insurance. He was looking at it like a business. He was looking at it like an opportunity to do banking outside of the traditional banking model. He took that whole idea of forestry and long-term planning and long-term thinking and applied it to life insurance, specifically whole life insurance. Now, I'm going to take another sidetrack here. At the 100-Year Real Estate Investor, you know, many people ask us, how'd you come up with the name 100-Year Real Estate Investor? Why 100 years? Like most of us aren't going to live another 100 years. Well, Rick Sapio and I, one of the co-founders, developed over a period of time in our relationship, we found that we had a lot of similar thinking, a lot of similar values. We were both long-term thinkers. There's this concept out there called cathedral thinking, which I'm absolutely and completely enamored with that, the wording cathedral thinking. And where it comes from is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago, when people were actually building cathedrals, their mindset was not, let's build this thing really fast, get it over with, and go on to the next building. They put so much time and energy and effort and money into every part of building that cathedral because their mindset wasn't about building that cathedral and having people enjoy it for a short period of time. They were building something iconic. They were building something so important that they wanted generations, hundreds of years into the future to enjoy. And when you think about how they had to plan before they started building, they had to choose a location that was appropriate for a structure of that kind to last hundreds of years. They had to choose materials that would be around hundreds of years. So when materials needed to be replaced, those materials would be available. They had to consider a type of art that people would appreciate, not only for that time, but hundreds and hundreds of years into the future. So that whole mindset of cathedral thinking and building something today that's going to be enjoyed by people hundreds of years out into the future, I'm totally and completely enamored with. And taking it to my life and Rick Sapio's life and thinking 100 years into the future, you know, a lot of the work that I do with my clients and I've done with my clients over, you know, many decades is think out into the future. Think about what you want your life to look like. Think about the decisions that you make today being informed by that vision of your future. And maybe you're in your 60s and 70s and you think, I can't think out 100 years. Maybe not for your life, but certainly for the life of your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. This is how wealthy people think. This is how people make an impact on life way after they're gone. This is that type of thinking. And Nelson embodied that kind of thinking. He had almost 60 policies, life insurance policies. He kept accumulating policies over his lifetime on anybody and anybody that he could, including himself, his wife, his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, business partners, anybody that he had an insurable interest in, he acquired a policy. And at the time of his death, he didn't own any policies. He had transferred those policies out to others to make sure that they could enjoy them. And so he applied this whole concept of forestry to life insurance and specifically whole life insurance and not other types of insurance. And the reason was because no other type of insurance has the mechanics and features and benefits that were necessary for Nelson to do what he wanted to do from a banking function, from a saving financial function with his policy. And once he figured it all out, he wrote a book, Infinite Banking Concept, Becoming Your Own Banker, an iconic book. Anyone in this industry or anyone who has studied whole life insurance has come across that book or read that book. I know given away thousands of those books to our clients over the years. And it really is an unusual book from the perspective of it makes you think. He doesn't spoon feed you. And it's a bit odd. The first time you read it, you're learning about these concepts. You're learning about the way he's thinking. And it is different. And after your third, fourth, or fifth read, you finally get the way he looks at the world. And it's all about thinking long-term. It's all about taking responsibility for your financial, banking, savings function using the specific strategy, the whole life insurance strategy, to work the banking function, work the financial function. And can you do this without a whole life policy? Absolutely. You can absolutely do this with any kind of savings account, but you don't get the same kind of benefits that you do using a whole life insurance policy. So Nelson made it his life's mission. And in fact, I don't think it was something that he made as his mission. He tells the story of how he died after a massive heart attack. And when he woke up, it was like God had put on his heart what he was supposed to do. And he was supposed to write this book and share it with the masses and spread the gospel of the infinite banking concept and becoming your own banker and taking control of the banking functions in your life using whole life insurance. I had the honor and benefit of hosting him to many different conferences where he would come and present to my clients. And it was funny because he told me the stories. And I'm not an event organizer. It's not something I enjoy. I think it's extremely stressful putting an event and hoping that someone shows up. So it was never my favorite thing to do, although I absolutely adored him and absolutely loved meeting with clients and seeing clients and spending time with them and experiencing their ahas. You know, it wasn't Teresa saying, hey, this is what the life insurance policy can do. It was having them experience Nelson for who he was. And I remember Nelson sharing with me the story of how for years, it was his purpose. It was his duty. It was who he was supposed to be, to go out there to the public and share the book and share the concept. And there were many nights that he was in a conference room or a hotel room all by himself. Many nights, maybe only one person showed, and then maybe two people, and then maybe five people. And he knew his job was to beat that drum, just to beat the drum. He wasn't responsible for where those seeds were planted, whether it was on fertile soil or not. His job was to share the message and to beat that drum and beat that drum and beat that drum. And for me, that's been such an inspiration because the path I chose in selling whole life insurance wasn't the easiest path. I chose this almost 20 years ago, being in financial services and having a legal background. And, you know, with that legal training, you look at the world differently and you don't take things, you know, on face value. And that's a curse and that's a blessing. And it was a blessing in regards to, you know, the financial services that I offered clients. And I knew something was off. My clients didn't have the options and the freedom and the peace that they wanted around their money. So I went looking for strategies that were congruent with my understanding of how money really worked and as a strategy to help fill in the gap of what my clients were not experiencing. And that's when I met Nelson. And it was not an easy road. And I remember him saying, you know, about him beating the drum. And when I had my dark night of the soul, because the path I chose was not an easy one, I remember. Just beat the drum. That's all you got to do is beat the drum and all will be well. All will be figured out. So I just wanted to take a moment to share with you a little bit about Nelson and how absolutely special he was to me and how profoundly grateful I am for him showing up the way he did. He was just such a remarkable and special man. I don't really have a whole lot of words to describe him. He was very intentional in his thinking, very intentional in his words, very intentional in his actions, and still very sweet and very sensitive. Up until the time that he died, he knew he was dying. He was absolutely ready to go and had taken care of everyone and had said goodbye to everyone, and including me. And what a sweetheart, just an absolute doll. And what we're doing here at 100 Year Real Estate Investor is, I think, continuing to beat that drum. We understand this is not the easiest financial strategy to understand. There are very complex real estate transactions that you might be involved with that are easier to understand. And there's a lot of things about whole life insurance that it just is what it is. Like, you know, we try to explain it and you just got to shrug your shoulders and say, all right, Teresa, I got to take your word for it. We've been doing this a long time and we can tell you that it does exactly what we say it does. Can you reverse engineer it? And can you understand all the mechanics of it? You know, I think only the actuaries and those that have programmed the algorithms can tell you more about that. And they're not sharing their stuff, but we just know it does what we say it's going to do. It has helped so many people in so many ways. And at the end of the day, like Nelson used to say, you've got to store your wealth somewhere. Wealth must reside somewhere. If every single one of your dollars is going towards risk, one day you will pay the price of that. You know, Wall Street and financial information says you must chase risk in order to accumulate wealth. Well, if you look at your portfolio, you look at your balance sheet, that's absolutely true for some of the dollars in your balance sheet and some of the dollars in your portfolio, but you must have dollars put aside. His job is not to take risk, but to act as defense, to act as the last man standing. And those dollars, that wealth must reside someplace. And there's no other financial strategy that I know of that still gives you liquidity, use and control of that money for whatever reason you want to tap into it or access it, and still gives you the benefit of uninterrupted compounding and grows income tax deferred, and you could take it out income tax exempt while giving you life insurance. And that life insurance you can use while you're still living. I could go on, and you get it. And we will continue to beat Nelson's drum. Thank you all.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track. We care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.